I'm very well, Russell. How are you today?
Not too bad. Why this election? Why now?
Well, this election is mandated by a specific date. It's not really in tradition with parliamentary process, but I think the country is looking for some leadership and some change. This election has been something Canadians have been waiting for a while, and I believe that Canadians really want to see very strong riding representation. And as an independent candidate, I've been hearing a lot of people telling me that they really want to see someone who represents them rather than someone who is a party hack telling them what the party wants them to hear.
But at the same time, you might have been willing to be a party hack once upon a time.
I've been involved in political parties over a long period of time. Mm-hmm. However, I've become much more disillusioned with the party system over the last few years. I decided to give a few more kicks at the can to see if things were going to improve themselves. And I've come to realize that the problem is the party system itself. And it's not just one party. I've got to make that really clear, Russell. Mm-hmm. It's all of the parties. They all have their whip. They all have their means of telling people how to vote. They all have their means of forcing people into the box. And they don't really allow for a lot of dissension outside of that box.
One would assume then, if you were to win the riding, you would sit as an independent.
Yes.
And not a member of government.
The idea that I have is to have flexible coalitions. I would work with whoever I needed to work with for mm-hmm. the benefit of Cariboo Prince George. And if that meant voting with the government on some issues and voting against them on others, that's what it would be. I'm willing to work with anybody to help advance the cause of the people who live out west and up north. I'm more than willing to consider all options. Mm-hmm. People have asked me things about crossing the floor, going with one party or another. I would consider anything if I thought it would advance the cause of the people in Cariboo Prince George. And I also wouldn't rule out crossing back if it didn't.
How do you go about making that sound? How do you go about making that noise when you get to Ottawa?
Well, electing an independent in Cariboo Prince George would make that message very clear. This riding needs to be something that is not a safe riding. It needs to be a riding that people have to work to win. It needs to be a riding that has government pay attention to it. We've been ignored or treated very lightly, at least, for the past 30 years or more. And we really need to get people's attention. And I'll tell you, the fastest way to get good attention here would be to elect an independent and have government start having to work to woo back voters. I think my background permits me to woo voters from a broad base of the spectrum. People may not know it, but I was a contract negotiator for my faculty association union for 12 years. Mm-hmm. And I served 6 terms as the chair of the Bargaining Coordination Committee for the Federation of Post-Secondary Educators. That's a provincial chair position, which I was elected to by my peers. I have pretty good credentials across the spectrum. I've been in education for 23 years. I have some serious concerns about education policy with regards to the federal funding of education that's transferred to the provinces. I think student debt is a tremendous burden that we need to have a real serious conversation about resolving. Issues around veterans, of course, are near and dear to my heart, having been a service member myself. I do not agree to just closing down offices and shunting people over to the Legion for help or sending them off to other agencies is really fulfilling the obligation that we have to people who have served. I think we also need to consider our seniors. They have many issues that are of great import, pensions and so on, that are going to become more and more important as our aging population grows. I think I can attract votes across the spectrum, Russell. I'm not just one from the right or the left or the middle. I think I have a broad understanding of issues that I will appeal to a broad base of voters. I'm a little more populist in that respect.
I want to touch on what you said about veterans. The Liberals said that they would reopen the veterans' offices.
Back up on that, though. The Liberals are part of the problem here. They are the ones that created the Veterans Charter that the Conservatives fully adopted that has caused so much of this trouble. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a little bit of an opportunistic move from the Liberals to say they would reopen the office. That's very nice. I'm sure it would be appreciated. But let's understand who helped cause the problem.
But let's say they're not the government in the next round. How do you get those offices reopened? Do you want to see those offices reopened? How do you convince a party that you're not necessarily a part of to reopen those offices?
Firm resolve. I'm not easy to ignore myself. I think that everybody understands that, or I wouldn't be sitting here. Mm-hmm. And I believe that I have the ability to marshal the moral arguments in favor of opening the office, Or if that's something that isn't on the table or on the cards, at least having dedicated staff at the service center who are there to handle veterans' files. Mm-hmm. Instead of having veterans walk in there and be told, well, we don't know what to do, maybe you should just go talk to the service officer at your local Legion. That's simply not acceptable. These people have put their lives on their line for their country, and they deserve better treatment than that. And especially with the large numbers of people with post-traumatic stress disorder out there from recent conflicts in the 90s and in the aughts, Afghanistan. You know, I hear the conservatives say, well, we've increased funding for veterans. Well, they have a lot more veterans, but they have certainly not looked after individual veterans very well at all.
One of the things that people have been critical of this government over the past few years is what's perceived as a muzzling of scientists, silencing of science. What would you say, or what would be your position on making sure that science has had more freedom to speak freely about their work or to discuss their findings in public? What would be your position on that? How much would you speak up on behalf of scientists, or do you think that the government is in the right role?
Well, it's not just scientists that have been getting muzzled by government. The National Archives has had its funding cut. The people in access to research has been a huge problem. As someone who is an academic, I find it reprehensible that scientists are not allowed to share their findings with the people who paid for them. I think that the taxpayer has the right to know about research affecting them. Micromanaging scientists, researchers, and cutting back on access to research information is a huge mistake. We need much more education in order to be the successful country that we should be. Our biggest problem, Russell, in this election, in my mind, is the one that nobody wants to talk about, and that's the economy. We cannot just continue to be the hewers of wood, drawers of water, and shipping our raw materials, our non-renewable resources overseas. I think we need to be considering revamping our renewable resources. We need to look at a burgeoning tech sector. And we also need to provide a lot more protection for our farmers, our ranchers, and our agricultural sector. I stand with the farmers. I stand with students and research. And I stand with science.
One of the things that has been put forward is that infrastructure spending. What, 50 years ago, I guess, the federal government was contributing about 40% of the infrastructure spending that went on in this country. It's down about 15% to about 15% now.
Yes.
With all the different projects that are going on in this part of the country and all the different economic spinoff that could come from it, would you stand in support of a plan that threw more money at infrastructure spending, even if it is against the backdrop of grim economic news?
Russell, I think one must make intelligent use of the resources available.
Yeah.
And I think what needs to happen is we need to seriously consider increasing our ability to build our tax base. The old national economic policy of McDonald and Laurier, part of this country for decades, took a serious look at immigration. And really, if we're going to be in a country that needs to have a larger tax base to be able to fund the things we want to do, we're going to either have to increase our birth rate or increase immigration. Probably the most effective thing to do is look at increasing immigration. We have people who have applications, perfectly legitimate applications for refugee status from around the world, and their applications are sitting idle. Those need to be acted on in an expeditious way so that people are treated fairly. My wife herself is an immigrant from Europe, and we had a number of difficulties in transferring her training and her ability to access what she needed to do to become a productive citizen. And it took a long time, and she ultimately had to be completely retrained. Mm-hmm. I think immigrants have a tough time, but they bring a lot of resources, and they bring a lot of willingness to work hard and to increase our tax base. And immigration is something we should really consider if we're looking at funding projects like infrastructure or other things that we need to do.
If you were the next MP for Caribou Prince George, what would be the most important thing that you'd want to achieve in a first term?
I think the most important thing I would want to achieve when I become the next member of Parliament for Caribou Prince George is to make sure that Caribou Prince George is on the parliamentary map. That's what I want to achieve. In terms of policy, I want to get some of the policies I've mentioned to the forefront. And quite frankly, how could I do any worse than has been done in previous decades? I think that I have an opportunity to draw a lot more attention to Caribou Prince George.
Sheldon Clare is looking for your attention as an independent candidate in the Caribou Prince George riding. And, of course, we've invited all the candidates from the Northern BC ridings to join us here on Daybreak. And we'll be carrying out those conversations over the next couple of weeks. Sheldon Clare, thank you so much for dropping in and saying hello. And we'll hopefully we'll talk again soon.
I hope so, Russell. And I hope I have your vote.